sir. You have absolutely no idea how happy I am that you're home. I've been waiting for you, and my pussy just cannot stop throbbing from me thinking about you all day. I've been lying here all afternoon, rubbing my clit, just thinking of how hard you're gonna fuck me tonight. Oh, how do I know? I can see your car parked outside from my bedroom window, doofus. Of course I know you're home. I'm sorry, sir. Oh, I'm so sorry, really. Really, I am. Please don't whip me. I can't stand any more spankings. Look, look. What if I deep throw your cock until you come 3 times in my mouth? Will that change your mind? Is that a good enough punishment? No? Okay. How about I deep throat you until you come in my mouth 3 times? Then you can gag me with my panties and fuck my ass while your cum is still in my mouth. Now, what do you think of that? Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay, fine. Whatever you say. Okay, I'll say it right. Whatever you say, sir. Look, I just really want you to fuck me tonight, alright? I'm not asking for much. Just come on, please. My tight, wet pussy has been missing you all day. And I need you to fuck me. Please. Please say you'll fuck me tonight, please. All right, I'm not ready for you. You can set up the restraints and everything. I'll tell you when to come in the door. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now open. Got you, didn't I? God, I knew you would fall for that act. Don't tell me you didn't, because I know you like it when your good girl is all tied up and ready at your disposal. You'll love it when I do that small Betty Boop voice. It always gets your cock hard, doesn't it? Makes you so riled up and ready to take me whenever you got the chance. Well, it looks like today isn't your lucky day, mister. I had to draw you in with my usual good girl demeanor. But really, really what you're looking at is a wolf in sheep's clothing. All that time we were together, I was the most precious little cum slut you've stumbled upon. For too long, I was your miss. I'll do whatever the fuck you want, sir, bitch. And today, it stops now. I'm not going to refer to you as sir anymore. I'm going to call you slave. Papa, did I give you permission to talk? I don't think so. Can you for once in your fucking life just listen? You know, last night, when we were having our little playtime, you said to me, I'm gonna bite your neck so fucking hard that it'll bleed and I'll make sure everyone at work will see those teeth marks tomorrow. I begged and pleaded for you not to bite me there, but did you hear me? No. And yeah. Everyone saw it and asked me if I was bitten by a vampire. Do you know how mortifying and painful that was? I can't even move my neck without feeling that twinge stinging me there. Let's not even mention what that scar will look like afterwards. You should realize that as a dom, you should respect. Hear me? Respect your sub's hard limits and listen to when she tells you to stop doing something that you know will hurt and upset her. Well, I guess now you'll know how that'll feel once I have my way with you. Get over there on that bed. Are you even listening to me? Get over there right now. Oh, what's that? Oh, you can't move? Well, these cuffs on your wrists and ankles aren't meant for you to feel freedom. That's why they're called restraints. Duh. You should have seen this coming. You've been such a dickbag of a dom, you don't even want to listen to me saying anything other than,
Yes, sir, no, sir, three bags full, sir. Well, too bad. This is your outcome. I'm not made with sugar and everything else, you know. I'm made with spice that'll make your eyes tear up so much you'll think you've been sprayed with mace. Oh, you want me to uncuff you? Oh, well, we'll have a unanimous vote. Majority rules minority. Whoever wishes for you to be untied, raise your hand. Okay, whoever objects to that idea, raise your hand. Me! Oh, now isn't that sad? Like I said, majority rules minority. I guess somebody hasn't learned the meaning of respect yet. And besides, you look even sexier with a ball gag on. Don't you agree? Oh, no, no. Don't shake your head at me. You know it's the truth. I've got one that has a dildo attached to it. Makes it all the more easier to ride your face with. I mean, it's nothing compared to your gorgeous cock, but whatever. Even though you're well hung and sexy, it doesn't excuse you from being a total asshole, so. Come on, lend me that mouth. Get back here. Hey, stop resisting. Give me that fucking mouth, or so help me. I will restrain your fucking neck. Now be a dear and let me put this ball gag on you. Good boy. I think all of this bustling into making you my pet is getting me far too wet to resist riding your face. Now get ready. Oh. Fuck. Oh, what? You don't like this? Oh, that's too fucking bad. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't hear you with that in your mouth. No point in saying you don't want it. Or shaking your head. Because I don't care what you want. Just like you never care what I want. Trying to resist. God, I bet you fucking wish I was riding your cock right now. You wanna be inside my tight little cunt? You whimpering underneath me. It gave me just the right amount of vibrations. I bet you're wishing that you were able to taste me and lap up all of my sweet nectar that's all over your face right now. Go on, wipe some of it off your face and have a taste. Come on, it's better than nothing. I guess I'm gonna have to teach you to be grateful, too. Oh, and don't even ask me to let you come tonight, either. I don't care if your balls are bulging with so much cum. I believe you can survive just one night without coming. Any more protesting and I'll make it a week. Now get dressed. We're going out tonight. And this time, I'm paying.